The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Here we go. Let's hear what they say. Power door. We're on our way. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality.
Welcome, everyone, to Escape to Reality podcast with Justine.
And Geneva. Hello, friends. We're here talking life after lockup. Getting into it while we're talking prison. Justine like wanted me to tell
this
about
this is a
Adnan
really
Syed.
Good season.
Yes,
but I do think that one couple I think should be off the
Ooh.
Chopping block, but I don't think we need Ray and Brittany.
Oh, we don't at all. 100%.
But we'll get into it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, so I need a quick breakdown of.
Okay. So the
say his name, right? So I don't fuck it up.
Adnan Syed was 17 years old in high school in Baltimore. Serial did a podcast on the case, their first season of Serial, which was really, I think, what launched podcasts, honestly.
Serial's just some girl sitting in her house, or is she a, what is she?
She's like part of, I think she's part of NPR's. I mean, she's a reporter. So it was like,
a reporter. Okay.
Yeah. So it was a reporter kind of investigating it, talking to him. Essentially, his ex-girlfriend, her name was,
Okay.
God, I feel terrible. I should remember her name. She was murdered. She was 17. She was found dead, in an abandoned park. And he essentially became
a parking lot or something. And they showed him.
He became, the prime suspect. And so the podcast was kind of like putting all the holes in the case. And it did seem really like it really became one of those cases where everybody had an opinion. It was like it seemed like he was innocent, but who else could have done it? Kind of is where it landed.
There was a best friend involved that claimed that
showed the body at Best Buy.
Claimed so that Adnan showed him the body
right,
in the trunk.
But that was all fake.
How did they prove that to be fake?
Because
and what was the missing piece of
story.
Evidence that got him out? Do you know?
Yes, there were two. They found notes when they were reviewing his case. Essentially, Baltimore recently passed a law that after if you serve 20 years for juvenile crimes, so like if you got locked up when you were under 18, after 20 years, you could potentially get out. So he's been in for 20 plus years. So they did.
Oh my God.
They started to do this. And as part of that process, they like reopened. They had to review the case and they found notes, handwritten notes by detectives for the previous case about other suspects with like really strong evidence that was not presented to the other side, to the defense. And that along with just looking at the case generally, they felt like there was no longer, like he wasn't the one.
So they don't know who the killer is.
I think it sounds like they have a pretty good idea. They have two suspects, one of which who's locked up for rape or something already.
And there's no DNA.
But one of the guys mentioned like he was going to take care of Heyman Lee. Hey, I feel like her name's Hey. Was going to take care of her and like get rid of her and kill
did
her.
Did the Serial podcast kind of ignite them to look into it, or would he have been in prison forever had it not been the podcast, or did this law just help him?
Hey, Min Lee, that's her name. I think the podcast allowed him, he had attorneys working for him like this whole time. And I think he like there was another thing that got declined a couple years ago that was like a glimmer of hope. And so for him to just get out like this, I mean, it's really amazing.
Did they say
DNA,
in
my opinion, is innocent
by chance with people back in the day? But I guess they wouldn't know. 20 years ago, they weren't
right.
testing DNA, right?
Remember,
or could they?
I don't remember the DNA evidence.
There must not be any DNA.
Yeah.
Oh,
so 20 years.
And it's
crazy.
Probably the best friend that framed him, right? The one that he's claiming showed
I don't
him.
Think
Why
it's
would
him.
Some guy
it sounds
say
like it's like a
who's this lunatic
because he,
that's saying
he
showed
got
him
like,
a dead body?
His name was Jay. He got busted on some weed charges or something. So he was just like a dumbass trying to.
So
like,
he was just trying to fuck someone over.
Well, he was trying to get out of any charges himself. And it just
so you say your
thing.
Friend killed his girlfriend and put him in the that guy should be locked up for being a mental case. You know,
I know. It's crazy.
I don't know everything, but geez.
Yeah. Yeah,
but they say that this girl, the Serial podcast, like said a lot of stuff. It sounds like she really helped this guy get free. Do you think
Yeah,
that?
She helped for sure. Yeah, yeah. Podcast had a huge part of it.
Isn't it sad that there's so much crime and not enough people to really give everybody that chance? You just sit in prison, even if you're free, even if you're innocent.
Right.
Oh my God. 20 years.
20 years of your life. And he was innocent the whole time and he fucking knew it and told everyone and just sat there. Terrible. All right. So who's the couple you want to get rid of? Who? Oh, you already said that.
Oh, it's really quick. I watched about 20 minutes of the new Kardashians episode this morning. Unbelievable. We'll talk about it. All right. Incredible television.
Incredible television. Let's see here. Let's start with Pups and Amber.
Amber is trash.
Amber is trash?
Yes.
Four.
You don't choke someone who's pregnant. You don't, if you're someone's friend, you don't reach out to their baby, the wife of the person and think that that's okay. I wouldn't be friends with you anymore if you were pulling shit like that.
I thought when then, Puppy was like, I'm pregnant. I'm like, I know my face isn't pregnant, but like I am. That was so funny.
You don't do shit like that. I guess
like,
choke someone when they're pregnant, try to get physical with them.
Yeah.
No,
if you're in the trash box of life,
no way.
This is what's happening. I guess like I feel that Amber is at her breaking
and
point
their friend, even touching Puppy crosses a line with their friendship.
I feel like these people have probably fought before. I don't know. I didn't find it that disturbing. I just think Amber is at her breaking point of
fuck
like,
Amber.
To her point, Puppy is bitching and crying and coming over to you. And what am I going to do?
Don't invite him over. Yeah.
Well, then don't have your friend involved in your bullshit. And then maybe she won't get involved. Their relationship is too codependent. And so Puppy should have known, in my opinion, Puppy should have known that like at some point, Amber is going to get involved if you keep talking shit and like acting like you're so miserable and that your life is horrible and you just want to get divorced. And so like, why wouldn't she call her and be like, what the fuck's going on?
So your best friend is if it's your best friend, that's what girls do. They just bitch and moan. They don't expect your best friend to go contact the girl and really blow shit up, especially when someone's pregnant. It's just a very fragile thing. And this guy is very aggressive. You don't know what can happen. You don't know what position you're putting your friend in.
Right.
I know you're not saying what you would do, but imagine your best friend sitting there bitching and moaning. You would never take things to the next level. Either you would stop being friends with them, don't fucking invite him over, especially with Eric, and get aggressive right when he walked through the door. You were mad.
It's been 3 years of listening to somebody complain.
I say then,
and it's just like I can't do it.
I say then, don't be. I've done that, and
you got to cut him off. But I think she flipped out because she can't disconnect from it, and it's like, and look, it's gonna blow up her whole life. And the boyfriend wasn't into it. And like, so
he
it's a toxic situation.
That's who she is. And you're sitting there in front of it. It's just having those two little boys there should have stopped
that's
you
what
from
I'm saying.
Being
it was like, she
bucket.
Truly, she like, she went outside of herself and she lost it.
That's
until
she is.
Read about it. Yeah. I think she's, you know, I give Amber credit. She's like stayed out of prison since she got out. She's working. She's a productive member, but like, listen, she was also a person who did this.
A lot of what I felt.
Of course,
for her.
But like you, this is what happens with people. You slip back into your old ways. And
girlfriends are girlfriends. Yeah. You know, you bitch and moan about your boyfriend, this, that, and the other.
Girlfriends are girlfriends, but like prison mates and people you had a relationship with for like a decade of time, hustling people together. Like they're Thelma and Louise in terms of their bond. It's different than just like two friends bitching to each other.
If the person I trusted most went and messaged their my boyfriend's wife and really tried to blow shit up when she knew I was pregnant.
Yeah.
I'd be done with them.
Yeah. I feel like she was trying.
That's
to
a total betrayal
into being like your fucking life's a disaster. And I think this should be the end of their friendship for both of them.
They both need to move on or Amber is going to end up back in jail.
Yeah. I mean,
time to separate. Puppy's going to go into her trashville. Amber's boyfriend seems like
somebody...
a nice guy.
Who's just dumb as fuck. Like Puppy is dumb. And
she
seems
fried.
She's trying to survive. And like, you got to either support her because she is not going to make good
and
choices.
Not choke her out. Right.
Yeah. You got to go
and not
like,
contact,
like,
not add more stress.
Right.
Yeah. Obviously she knows you, Amber doesn't need to get involved. I just think Amber really shouldn't even have invited Eric. Eric shouldn't even be invited over after the last situation.
Definitely not.
Eric is aggressive. You don't know if he's going to go home and he's acting like he's all nice and stuff, but I don't know.
Yeah.
That's no friend to me. That seems like a.
I'm pregnant. I know my face isn't pregnant.
She is cute though. I love puppy. I feel it's not a good situation. Then he's like, I'm getting divorced. And he's got some like college diploma, high school diploma. Where, who has that?
That's hilarious.
Everything like must be electronic. Yeah.
I would like to talk about, I think Kevin is one of my favorite characters I've ever seen on television. He should do an OnlyFans where he's telling guys how to pimp women and like how to like emotionally manipulate women. He's smooth sailing. When she was yelling at him, when Kayla was like outside of the car and he's like, listen, you want to get in the car? We're out here like fighting like some idiots. Just get in. And like the next thing you know, they're making out. I think it's hilarious. I don't know why.
I do too. Nuts. And it's interesting to find out that she cheated on him.
Yeah. It makes sense. There's
another underlying layer. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Like when she was
really
like,
sick. Her and that getting back and making out with him with those nails. And everything.
Then when she's like, I just love your dick. It's like, oh my God.
The way she talks. She cusses so aggressive. Much.
I think I cuss a lot. That's next level. Like it's just
she's nuts.
Pure bleep.
It's almost like I was wondering how she could even get a job. How does she turn that off? How does she act normal? I don't know if she can.
You're assuming she has a job.
I'm just thinking, like, if I were to interview her, how could she act any type of way that she's calm? Like, the way
she took that video. The way she took that video walking around the house and like, baby, and then like looking at the camera and like, stay the fuck out of our lives, bitch. It's like, you're nuts.
That seemed very staged to me because he would never leave his phone. Exactly. And he would never leave it right there for Psycho to touch.
No. And unlocked.
Yeah.
And she knows the password. Yeah. Right. I thought that was a little sketch.
And he could see that she's opening up the door and she's like flashing him in the shower.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I loved it, but
yeah,
it's hilarious.
Just the way he got her from heated to in the car, making out on the way to suck his dick was pretty impressive.
It's mind blowing.
It's hilarious. I gotta
give him credit.
Just like so chill about it. Like, listen, you want to get in the car? We're out here fighting like idiots. Just like so chill. It's hilarious.
Imagine you're following him around, hiding in parking lots in your car, seeing him on a date or doing whatever weird shit he's up to. Then you're just fine getting in and hopping in his bed and being like claiming that dick. It's just so
crazy.
Sad that there's girls out there and her dad treated her like such garbage that she's okay with this. What happened to poor Kayla? Ugh.
Kayla's
she's
a mother.
Cute, though.
Don't
I love.
Don't let us forget it.
Oh my God. Can you imagine her at parent teacher conference? And I love her clothes. I would love to
I
see
love
outfits
her
of the
too.
Day of
it's
Kayla.
Just, it's
what's
so
she packing for lunch?
2000s club. I just
it's
can't.
Great.
It's fantastic. Oh God.
And she just has so much confidence.
Yeah. I love it.
I love her.
The confident
like she
woman.
Has a ton of confidence, but she doesn't have any self-worth.
Yeah, exactly.
Or,
yeah.
Right?
She has like a severe level of being super insecure, but also she'll fuck a bitch up. It's a nice balance.
I'm surprised Kevin's bed is even made.
Ugh, that red room. What's upstairs? Does he have roommates? Why is
like
his master
there?
On the ground floor? I just like, I have a lot
maybe
of questions.
Because
they
live in
house.
Texas and it's cooler, maybe.
Maybe. Not a bad idea. All right.
Is there an upstairs? I never know. It does look
yeah,
like
there's stairs right by his room. I noticed this last time. I was like, that's weird. There's like a whole upstairs.
And for Texas, you wouldn't think that they'd have these high ceilings. Yeah. I go into some of these houses doing notaries
Texas
where it's
just
hot.
Slow.
Well, most of the houses are more like just regular, just
like ranch.
The air conditioning,
right.
It's a waste. It'd blow your you have high ceilings?
We do, yeah.
And don't you
very
feel
high.
Your air conditioning? Well, that's why you have two air conditioning systems, probably, right? Because
right?
if not,
yeah,
you'd
maybe.
Be fucked.
Ugh, don't say air conditioning to me.
Yeah, knock on wood.
Yeah, right.
All right, let's talk Deonta and Lindsay. This was good too.
Man, Blaine making his move, huh? Did you see how she was looking at him when he was talking to her? Like she wanted to eat him up.
She's pretty.
She really is, honestly.
She's so trashy and mouthy. It takes away from her beauty, but she's probably the prettiest bone structure.
No, she is very pretty. Yes.
And the hair. Yeah. I know people have long hair. I can't with the Amish long hair. And if an Amish person somehow is listening to our podcast, I'm sorry.
You found the wrong place.
You're going to get your hair in the butter churner and it's going to get wrapped up. You know, and you're going to be in trouble.
The one thing I'll say about Deonta is even though he's a complete pussy when it comes to the actual relationship, he is communicating his needs.
Like, yeah.
He doesn't allow her to run him over like I thought maybe he was going to. Like, he's not taking it, if you will. Like, he's not taking that she's going to be with
Blaine.
He's learned
a little bit. Yeah.
Because, like, the way he was talking to her, I was like, all right, Deonta, go ahead. Tell her what you need. You know, it was like he was actually trying to,
even though
to,
he
like,
drove 6 hours to tell her.
I mean, even though he's a complete
poor
pussy,
guy,
like, he was trying. I mean, I thought it was hilarious when they were, like, talking and essentially breaking up. And she was like, you know, I put money on the books to call you. And then he was like, I mean, that was all when you were in prison. It was like, good point. Like,
yeah,
the only time you were making an effort was when you were locked up. I thought that was good. And the letters.
I like
throwing the letters.
Yeah. And I feel bad. You know, after we have boys, it's like I have three boys. I don't want them to. You see I know this might be an unpopular opinion, but Deonta and Chaz, I'm kind of on their team. These women are playing them, treating them, and they have other. Mm-hmm. She was just trying to fight him just so she could get to Blaine and treat him like she just the whole time. She's just trying to find an out to get with Blaine. Like, don't you feel this? And it's like these poor guys are just saying, I'm sorry. You know, they're so nice. And these women are just trash and they're hiding things from them.
It's kind of fool me once. Shame on you. Fool me twice. Shame on me. Like, this is Deonta's. Third time down this road.
Nice. He's just, I just hope he finds a nice girl sometime.
He needs to move outside of prison.
Yeah, right, right,
find somebody who's
but I am more
like him.
On you know? Or just a nice girl that's not trash like Lindsay. I don't know if he's insecure.
If you say you want somebody up your ass 24/7,
but some people are
desperate.
You're very independent.
Attention.
You're different.
Yes. I know I'm extreme the opposite side, but if the way Deonta is talking,
like,
he wants a woman obsessed with him, that's not healthy.
Yeah.
That's not healthy.
No. But that's how their relationship started when she's in prison.
Yes.
And I don't think it's healthy.
That's what he wants all
the
time.
But I'm sick of these trash women treating these men. They have other things going on and they're just not honest and they just manipulate.
I think on the flip side, I think Chaz found her on what Wah said when we had them on. I think he was part of this. So I don't have sympathy for him because I think he found her on a prostitute.
I think she's
website.
Totally playing him.
Oh, totally. But he's a willing player.
That's how he found her.
I think that's how he found her.
Like, I think they've met on that. Maybe on the jail site. I don't think it was a prostitute.
The way that he knew what site to go to and like, oh, she used to be active on here, but she hasn't been. Like, I would not. I think
even
he
so,
pays,
I don't know.
Pays women for sex regularly.
I don't think he paid. Maybe since I think he's been with her, I don't think he's been paying for sex. Like, she's trying to play
another.
Like that's her friend saying, well, he married her. She was telling him that she was going to change. And then, you know, she's lying, saying that that's not her on the site. And she's not being honest. All I ask is these women just say, yeah, I'm back on the site. She's acting like some random girl is contacting him. That's
that
her friend.
So when she was like,
he's not out trying to talk to girls.
I was doing it for my friend. It's like, but the pictures are you.
And then he's just following her around. I don't think I wouldn't want to be with these guys, but these women sell them down the river, obviously. And then they're just not honest that she's probably got another, she's got another guy that they show.
Yeah.
And she's just using him. And she tries to act like he's being crazy. It's just, it's not always. These guys, you know, they're stupid. Obviously, they shouldn't be dating these women. But
yeah,
she did marry him.
Him walking around,
they're legally freaking
her,
married.
It's like you got to get away. Just like this is not.
He needs to
pathetic.
Get the hell away from her. Yeah, But I don't think she's innocent at all.
No, I'm not saying she's innocent, but I'm saying he's not innocent. Like, I don't have
sympathy
for him.
But I can't blame him for wanting answers. They got married.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's not getting aggressive with her. He's just sitting there. Yeah.
Marriage. So he's a trash person. I guess that's my point. Like, I think she's trash. I think he's trash. It's just like a trash situation. Like, I put fault at both of them.
Exact point. She's trying to make it seem like he's doing.
Yeah, like he's the asshole.
He's talking to girls and this and that.
Yeah.
He's just talking to some girl who's blowing up her spot and she's trying to manipulate him.
Oh, yeah. She's trying to work
him
100%.
That's the only thing I'm saying. I'm not trying to say he's a great guy or whatever. He's weird. But
he's creepy.
And he needs to be done with it.
But I just hate because she's going to work
how women are. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Who else we got here? Oh, Chance and Taylor. Wedded bliss.
Listen, I love the way he talks about money. When they were sitting outside, he's like, maybe I'll just get like a loan for the wedding, you know, and just pay it back small amounts, maybe on days or weeks. I was like, you're terrible.
He's an idiot, but, you know, maybe he'd get lucky and buy the right property and everything would work out. I think he's an idiot saying we need assets. He's probably going to build them into a nightmare situation.
I love it.
But
I love how willing he is to just take money out and be like, it'll be fine.
I'm building my credit. We can't worry about tomorrow's issues. If we have problems today and problems today, we can't worry about tomorrow. He's very manipulative.
Oh, he's emotionally manipulating the hell out of her when he was like, listen, I'm not going to let your fears bring down my life. It's like, you know what? You're right.
I hate men who automatically say, oh, I hope it's not a girl. I hope it's twins and it's boys.
See, that's the other way, you know, he's dumb as shit. Not only is it not that one kid is panicked given their lifestyle, but it's like he wants twins.
Yeah.
Like, okay. You are a dumbass. Oh my God.
And she doesn't want to marry him. I give her credit. I'm glad that she's kind of putting the brakes on. Who would have thought?
Got a little brain in there.
She wants to have a little river in the inside of this reception area. That's
so good. So good. It's like a blank canvas. We can just do like whatever we want. I mean,
I don't see him as much as a murderer anymore, as I guess just more stupid.
Yeah, I agree. Do you think it's a red flag that like she doesn't want to get married? Like she's pregnant. What is she? She's then she knows it's not going to work out. I feel like.
I think, yeah, she's maybe. I don't know. She's nervous after him buying the truck and she's smarter than she seems. I don't know. I find it funny that Bobby's allowed right back in the house now. You almost killed yourself, like, Bobby. That's what you had to do to get back in.
They're like cleaning that shithole. I saw him like, I don't know why this cracked me up, but it was like, just like the amount of like the stuff is so disregarded that there was like something sticking up and there was like something like a paper or something that was like stuck over it. And he's like pulling it off. It's just like everything in there is so messy that it's not even boxes of stuff. It's like they threw stuff in there for 7 years and are finally going through it. It's just a mess. I don't know.
I hate seeing all these pregnant people.
I know. It's really rough. I just hope the next season that Pips picks up. Like, I don't want to see them very pregnant. Right now they're pregnant, but we don't really know.
And I don't want to see a little baby crying in a car seat.
I don't either. No, that's when I'm out.
Makes me nervous.
God. I'm not going to lie. I fast forwarded through most of Brittany and Ray. However, I just wanted to say that I saw him and his friend's outfits and I thought they were dressed phenomenally. They all looked like they were just ready for a night out.
They do live in Houston. They act like it is Vermont.
I know. Like they look like they're ready for Winter House season 2. I loved it. Ray and his friends. I feel bad for Ray.
She talks to him like he's a kid.
Like an asshole. When she's like, listen, behave like you have something to lose. It's like, you're talking to a man who just spent like 15 years in prison. I think, and he seems like he wants to be on the straight and narrow. Leave him alone. I think bachelor parties are stupid.
So, and especially if you're in prison, like just stay home, both of you. Just shut up. I don't know.
Stay home, both of you.
I like how on the Dubai the hen party or whatever they call them. Because when you do hear 20 women all together laughing over a penis straw, yeah, it does get very hennish.
Yes.
I think that's better than a bachelorette party. Weddings to me are just so like, it's all that shit was meant for like when a man was taking on you as like their next daughter. Women are so independent now. Weddings and bachelorette parties, it's just everyone's getting married older. It's just different. Times have changed.
Yeah. It
seems so dated to me.
Yeah.
A father even walking him down the aisle. Like,
oh, it's all antiquated.
It's so different. When will it ever change though? I don't think it
will. It's a tradition. We're tradition people, you know, that's part of our identity. So I don't think it'll change, but it doesn't have the same, like, you know, meaning. And now like moms will go down the, you know, we're progressive.
Yeah. It is kind of less stressful for women. Like maybe we fucked ourselves over taking on all this responsibility, but
yeah, we're going to go
back. Be sitting at home with a Quaalude every day and a martini.
Fuck, a 10 a.m. martini, right?
Sounds nice. God. Driving around drunk. People didn't get pulled over for DUIs. Getting
your nails done. Yeah.
You know what? Time era. I love watching TV. There was a TV show on about astronauts' wives in the 1950s.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah, 50s.
I love
that's
that
why
shit.
I loved Mad Men. It was great.
Yeah,
I told you this.
It was
this,
a great like,
5-year-old kid made a martini for the mom.
Why are the housewives not having 50s parties like that? Right? Who gives a shit about the 20s?
Who gives a shit about women's rights?
20s was depressing.
Anybody's rights or the right to vote. It was a time to be alive.
People seem to have fun though.
Yeah. Well, because I think everybody was drunk.
Companies were having work
parties. You drank at work. You know what I mean?
That was a life. Why are we so stickers?
Vodka at noon.
Uptight losers.
I know. All right, guys.
Brittany and Marcelino, supposedly next week, he's got a secret Instagram.
I saw that.
I don't know.
See. All right, friends. We love you. As always, anything we said was with jest. If we offended you all, we still love you. I hope you still love us. We'll be back before you know it. Love you.